This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I told you just recently how the rusty-patched bumblebee was set to be on the endangered list. Well, it's on a limbo list right now, with the changing of the presidential office of freezes on for a litany of actions regarding natural resources and the environment. The bee could still get protection, but it's not clear when. In the meantime, let's talk about pollinator plants, and if you can, just lay off the pesticides. A gardener's trade-off is allowing nature's creatures to have a few feasts from the banquet you serve in your landscape. Don't be frightened, but I'm going to suggest a field thistle. Oh, I hear shrieking. It's okay. This is not the nasty invasive Canada thistle I just recently talked about. This may not be the highlight of your home garden. In fact, it's not the prettiest thing in the world, but it's really a great addition to the outskirts of your landscape, offering a place for bumblebees, digger bees, and butterflies that include painted ladies and swallowtails. The other wonderful thing about the field thistle, also known as pasture thistle, is that it flowers later in the season when other natives are fading out. Colors range from purple to white. It's a biennial, which means that it grows the first year, flowers the second year and sets seed, and then dies. But there's no need to replant. This baby drops seed, which sets the whole process in motion for the next years, and soon you have flowers every year from the different plants. I'll have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. You'll want to plant pasture thistle with other natives. Grasses are a wonderful choice to hide some of its less attractive qualities, like dying leaves late in the season. The pure beauty of this thistle is its ability to bring in a wide range of pollinators. Check out GardenBite.com and also my GardenBite Facebook page. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.